Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. God is love and has made us in His image. We should walk in His love. Tender, loving, Heavenly Father, we praise You for Your marvelous works, for Your faithful and unlimited love for us, Your creation, Your adopted children. You looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. Our sin had condemned us to an eternity separated from You. You loved the world so much that You sent Your only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, as You have made us in Your image, Fill us with your love. Let your love control our hearts and minds so that others will see you in us, that the world will know that we are Christians by our love. And as they see you, may they glorify you as God and accept you as their Savior and Lord. As we invest this time in your word and music, God, please speak to our hearts. Fill us with your love so that we will think and talk and walk in love. Amen. You are listening to Call to Worship. Please stay with us for this special time we set aside each week for fellowship as we worship the Lord for who He is and praise Him for His mighty works. Many of you have asked about listening to past programs. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can not only listen to previous programs, but you can also see a playlist of songs included in each program. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That website address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Thank you.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Thank you.
The omnipotent, all-knowing God created us, and He knows what is best for us. He knows that for us to be happy, we should walk in His love. Wake up in the morning focused on His love for us and for others. Live your entire day walking in love, watching for opportunities to show His love for others. Then, at the end of the day, close your eyes at night and rest in the reality and peace of His unfailing love. Here are just a few scriptures where God teaches us what it's like to walk in love. Beginning in Ephesians chapter 5, "Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." John 13, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." 1 Peter chapter 4, "The end of the world is coming soon, therefore be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins." Proverbs 10, "Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins." Luke 6, "To you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, then offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks. And when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High God. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Proverbs 24. Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble, for the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn His anger away from them. 1 Peter 3. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. Romans 12. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. 1 John chapter 3, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Here are just a few of the actions that God has done in love. Isaiah 38, O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Brothers and sisters, we should recognize that God is love. Love is the greatest, that we should dwell in Him and walk in love. Finally, John chapter 4, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now, walk. Walk in his love.
Watch o'er the sparrow as it flies. What kind of father could forgive the failing heart and dry the tears that sinners cry? He must have that guide with gentle touch. He must be hope, and he must be joy. But more than these, he
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been reminded to walk in love. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Folks, you're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, says the Lord, found in Psalm 32. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
To proclaim, to spread through all.